Everybody, I'm Scott, and I am a recovered alcoholic. I too have suffered or have recovered from a seemingly a hopeless state of mind and body. And it's truly an honor and a pleasure to be up here. When they first told me, because I wasn't in the facet of, you know, being all part of this group for years and years, and some of the blessings of this program, I got to go back to school in nursing school, and I had to exit out a little bit of the Tuesday night group. So this was already starting to be formatted before I found out that we had to do this. And but it is an honor and a pleasure to be standing up here. And I hope you guys don't ever mistake the passion that some of us have about this deal and think it's about ego, because it really isn't. From the time I got to the doors, you know, I came in beat up and broken, and that is a key ingredient. And it wasn't the first time. In a 22-year span, I found the rooms. I started at 17. I wound in a room at 19. You think there might have been a problem? Today, I know it wasn't about outside circumstances, but that DUI led me to a room, sitting in a little smoky-filled room, and I said, I'm not like these people. They either way past me, or I'm not even close yet. And I didn't hear a dang word in that room. I looked at them, and they were having fun, setting up the meeting, seeing each other, hugging, all that. And I thought, man, these old people are full of crap. There is no way they could be that happy. Because I was already miserable 2 years into drinking and had no idea. I said, they're either drinking before the meeting or after the meeting. There's no way they could be that happy. That was all I knew. I had talked a buddy into going with me. And we were already planning on where we're getting the bottle on the way out. That's how much I knew about AA. So I didn't hear a word. I didn't hear a message. And then when I bounced in once or twice, get a sponsor, call them every day, I showed how willing I was. I never called. I didn't hear the solution. It wasn't maybe there. I don't know. But when I finally got, you know, fast forward, those 22 years, I came broken. And I wound into a treatment center that, not everybody has to go that route. You know, I spent a lot of money, and it was tough, but you know what that place gave me was a safe place to find my way back to you guys. And in my second night into a men's meeting, and you're talking about 80 to 100 on any given Friday night in South Tampa at a place called Yana, and I heard this guy share my story. And he was big, burly, army guy, you know, 48 at the time, with 20 plus, you know, 18 years of sobriety, and I related to this big, mean, scary guy because he shared my insides, and then I saw what he had on the outside, and it's like unbelievable. It's like, man, all these years, and I never could identify. And so today, I don't disqualify myself. I don't know where Larry is, but that guy Paul, I wish that could have happened for me, because I had to pay a lot of money to get my driver's license back, and a lot of time with an interlock device. But you know what? All that walk led me to all the people that I needed to see at the time I needed to see them and be with them. And, you know, a fellowship was created. And, you know, I'm going to talk about Eric. I'm going to talk about Toby. Eric and I met, and then we were away from each other for about 3 or 4 months, and then we were both struggling and back to the same meeting again, and we hooked up, and that man gave me a ride from the time I got on a bus at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning to make it to Spirituality, which place that helped save my life, to hear a message. I would hang around that until about 12 or noon. I brought in a speaker meeting at 4 o'clock at this treatment center, and he would come pick me up after that meeting, sometimes show up for that meeting, sometimes speak at that meeting. And then we would go to another meeting further north, and then for a 7 o'clock meeting, hear my sponsor chair a meeting. And then he would bring me all the way back to South Tampa, and we had another meeting on the way home. And that went on for, and we built a friendship for a while. And it built and it grew, and then here comes Toby, comes through, and we all got together. And everybody had their little version on how we all got started. It was all basically the same, but we had a vision. We were tired of the open, disgusting meetings, you know, meeting makers make it. And, you know, a lot of that stuff, I'm going to be honest, and my sponsor was brewed with some of that stuff. That man helped save my life, but he also had some message that will maybe kill some of us. And that I had a really turmoil with some of that because I knew this man helped save my life. What this man did for me was he said from the day one that he saw me and I made it out to him, he said, you got to help that next new guy walking through the door. And I didn't understand how powerful that was, because here was a worthless piece of crap. I'm trying to quit cussing too. But he knew how unworthy I felt, that I had no business trying to help somebody else when I was pitiful. And I didn't know that was selfishness on the reverse end. I had no idea. But that man knew. And he made me reach out and help that next new guy walking through the door of that treatment center. So I was a sponsor in training and had no idea. And so I went, when I got with, you know, Eric over all those drives and meetings and hooked up with Toby in that meeting in South Tampa that stands for, or YANA, most of you know what it means. You're not alone. That is the fellowship. You're not alone. And I was alone for years in my own head, killing myself on the installment plan. And when I got with these guys and we had that vision and we didn't quite know how it worked, but we had Chris as being Eric's sponsor from a distance. We had Toby from the guys and Brandon telling them how to do it and where to do it. And then my sponsor was, hey, man, if you need help, I will help you. I won't do it for you. This man sponsored. He came from Boston, got sober. He looks like Charles Manson. Some of you know him. Mean little son of a gun, but he's helped save my life. But the first guy here in Tampa that went to him and said, you know what? There are no CA meetings here in Tampa. He said, what do you want to do about it? I want to start one. He said, I'll do anything I can to help you get it going. Now in Tampa, you can find a CA meeting any given night of the week. Pretty powerful, and that was years ago. That man, Jimmy, he's passed away. But he brought a message into Town and Country for years, and we made it out to that meeting. So this fellowship kept growing and growing, and we all were getting the message, man, guys, start it. And we finally did. And it happened, and then we watched it grow amongst us with our little sponsees. And then we watched our sponsees when we got to this church, grab that next new guy and watched him work with it. And where the book talks about, we're going to hear it in a minute about working with others. We saw him light up. And what a feeling to see your guy that not even 2 or 3 months ago was sick and suffering. And he's there pounding the book to this new guy. Oh, and I thought it was full of crap the first time I read that. And somebody read it to me because I really didn't understand it. And there it was. And it was happening in front of our eyes. And this group continued to grow. And again, it's not about ego. It was just the power of God. Look at it. It grew. We got Cindy and Bruce from Texas showed up. Boom, they lit up. We had other guys from other groups that came and found us. And one thing that I noticed, and I hate to say it this way, but within 2 or 3 weeks that we got here, that treatment center that a couple of us went through, they started sending the guys to our meeting. That was powerful. Because the counselors at that group, I was friends with, and they knew what we were up about. They sent us to our meeting after 15 years going to another Tuesday night meeting for years. And they entrusted us with our care, or, you know, sending their guys to us. And it was powerful. And we watched a few people that we really respected in our group walk away from it because we got these newcomers here, these treatment guys. And we said, you know what? Kiss our butts. We don't want you anyway. Because we want people here in the trenches, just like Chris and Larry talk about. Because it's about helping that next new guy. And today I know, selfishly, if I'm helping a new guy, guess what? I'm not in my head. And I'm not in my crap. And that's powerful. I don't work this thing perfectly. I got a long way to go. Fear crippled me for years. From going back to school, from doing this, doing that. But if I'm really honest with myself about this whole gig, the work and the effort that it took to do that out there for 22 years compared to the work and effort that it takes in here, Dr. Bob talks about it, bring half the zeal and it won't be that difficult. It's powerful. This thing has been amazing. It's been a blessing. Today I'm able to walk through those fears, get stifled, get tripped up here and there. But you know what? I got buddies today that I could call on any given day and I know they're going to be there for me and I believe they know I'm going to be there for them. And today I do get to give guys rides to meetings and you know, work that magic, you know, step work on along the way because it's powerful. And I'll end with this. My sponsor taught me early on, and I heard it from a few speakers, that everybody's got a gift. Because we're all unique in ways. We think we're super unique when we get here, but we all have a quality that maybe someone else hasn't. You got a chronic relapse over here. You got someone who's, you know, a one-chip person forever. You know, you got people who only did this and only did that. That's why we use the fellowship. Hey, you know what? I can help you, but I got another buddy that could probably help you even better because he'll be able to relate and identify. I work with a lot of young guys. I don't know why they're attracted to me. I have no clue. But what I tell them about what they're going through is, hey, you know what? I haven't gone through that deal yet, but I got a buddy who has. And that's what this whole deal is about. I don't have to know all the answers today. I don't know, and know are some of the most powerful words I have in my vocabulary today because I don't have to know it all. but I know people with the wisdom of this deal who know the answers, and that's where I go. And I hope you guys get a whole lot more out of this. I hate to see that a few people left because they're going to miss it. And that's all you have to tell them is you missed it. That's what my sponsor would always say. You went to smoke when that meeting was going on. You went to the bathroom when that meeting was going on. And they say, what I missed, what I missed. You missed it. I mean, he was a little smart aleck now, I tell you, but he was tough. But on the other end of that, and I'll end with this. He talks about the recovered. And this man was shot twice. And he recovered from those bullet wounds. Took some time, some triage, some help, some healing time. And he tells me, Scott, but I'm not cured. I'm not bulletproof. And that's the way that I break down the analogy to anybody that asked me about that whole recovered deal. Because I came in here thinking, I just got to the point to understand what being an alcoholic was. Hey, I'm Scott, I'm an alcoholic. I knew what that meant for me, finally, after years. And then somebody wants to say real and recovered. I thought, man, why you got to be unique? I didn't know it was in the book. I didn't know it was written many times and explained over and over. I read it through the eyes of not an understanding alcoholic yet, until it was read to me and explained to me. And that's why sponsorship is so powerful. So I'll shut up with this. You guys enjoy the rest. Eyes and ears open. There's a whole lot of people that need our help. So we got to get on the fire lines with Chris and Larry. And thanks for them showing up and doing this deal with us. Thanks.